Welcome to Kevin's Endless Room Podcast.
Hello.
I bought something the other day.
Okay.
And I need your help.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, if I can. Yeah, sure.
Oh, yeah. You definitely can.
Okay, what's that?
I bought plants
for my home. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Take a look.
Okay. That's nice. Oh, that's nice. Is it Gajimaru?
I don't know what it's called.
Wow.
And I bought another one. I bought two. Well, this is the other
one. Oh, that's table yashi or something. Yes! Congratulations, okay.
Well, thank you.
You got your brothers and family.
I got two new family members all of a sudden.
That's great.
Shiruku jasmi. It says right here. Shiruku jasmin.
Jasmin.
Mint. Table. Yashi.
Yashi, yeah.
Yashi. Yeah.
Wow.
So, I need you to teach me how to take care of these.
Of course.
Little babies.
Of course.
How do you, just talk to me like I'm a kid who doesn't know shit.
Okay. Well, I mean, wow. Why did you choose those two?
I chose those. First of all, I wanted to buy a plant because I saw on TV that having greens in your room gives you like a relaxation effect, really brings down your stress levels, raises your sleeping level.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, that's why I bought it.
Okay.
I was like, that's cool. Yeah.
So,
and I bought these two because I went to 3 Coins.
Okay.
Right. And these were the prettiest ones.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Nice. Well, I remember I went to, a few years ago, I went to Daiso and they sold these kind of the exactly same size, like 300 yen. And I bought some of them.
Yeah.
And still have them.
Oh, still.
Yeah. They got
good, healthy.
And,
that's cool. Yeah.
So, that's a great, I guess it's a very nice first step.
Yeah.
Yeah, beginning steps. So did you buy this like very few days ago?
Yeah, like 2 days ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
First of all, you know, there's a two cups, right?
Right, the inside soil folding cup, soil holding cup, and then the exterior glass,
good looking cup. Yeah. So that outside, the one, that's only for make it good look.
Yeah, right.
Right. So for like a growth, what's important is inside one, that one, this one.
Yeah.
And this is very cheap.
Okay.
It's very easy to carry for the gyosha-sans.
Okay.
So actually, it's not very good for people like me and you to grow them, actually.
Got it. So it's not the best for the plants to grow.
Right. I see. So the next step would be you buy a like this sized hachi.
Inner bag.
Yeah, plant.
Okay.
With the holes here.
With the holes at the bottom?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because that one is something you put water in, and then you have to have a hole to haisui.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
Just like this one.
Okay, it's got a little hole.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. So you buy
want to buy a bigger inner basket.
Right.
Okay.
And it can be the only one. I mean, if you have outer and inner one, because inner one isn't look good.
Okay.
If the inner one is beautiful with a hole, you don't have to buy two.
Oh, you don't need a double layer basket?
Yeah. You just one single one.
Oh, got it.
Yeah.
But if there's holes at the bottom, if you water it, wouldn't it just go directly? I'm putting this on the top of my desk. Isn't it going to drip down on my desk?
Right. That's better. Or you have like little...
Oh, that's better? Not for my desk, though.
No. You have two layers.
Okay.
Would be your better option for you.
So it wouldn't drip down.
Yeah.
Okay, got it.
Or you have like a, you know, a kind of dish.
Oh, yeah.
That's one option, too.
Got it. To catch all the water.
Yes.
Why do you need a bigger inner basket then?
What do you mean?
Is it too tight for the plants?
Yeah, it's too tight. If you, so can I?
Yeah.
It's already, you know, the roots are very...
Oh, the tangled at the bottom. It's like all...
Yeah.
I see.
Yeah. So
it looks like it's not fitting anymore. Right?
Yeah.
It's all struggling down there.
There's no room for him.
I see.
So you have to...
Do I need to buy more soil?
Yeah, if you can.
If I can?
Yeah.
So is it like optional?
If you choose like this big, you obviously have to buy extra soil.
Okay.
But like this big... Maybe you, but yeah, you should buy a soil.
Okay, yeah. What kind of soil do I need? Is there types of soil, or is it just all one single soil? Can I combine it with the already existing soil, or do I have to? There's so many questions, man.
Right. Thank you. Well, lovely. So, if you want to be very high level one,
mm-hmm.
You have to mix. You have to, you know, buy different types of soils, and you mix it for this. For that guy.
Oh, right.
But that's too high level.
Okay.
I don't do that.
Oh.
So I just buy usual. I actually buy two times.
You buy two times. Okay. Yeah.
One is for like a usual kanyo shokubu soil.
Okay.
Which is tend to be dried.
Okay.
It's the sand.
Okay.
Are relatively big.
Okay.
So it's getting. Smoothly dried up.
Got it.
The water goes like
right,
smoothly.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one is more like nendo kind of soils.
Yeah, the particles are smaller.
Yes,
it soaks up more moisture.
Water. Yes,
okay.
yes. So, and then you have to. You can easily search on the web
mm-hmm.
which one should you like use.
Okay,
but I guess those two.
The usual one
with soil.
Usually, you mean the smaller particle, more moisture holding one? Is that the usual one, or is that the one you said the first one, the bigger
one.
Particle?
That's
got
the
it.
Usual one.
Got it.
It says like 観葉植物用の.
I see.
Okay. So that's very easy.
You
can just buy it and then.
All right.
Yeah, and so that's an additional tip.
Okay.
But you don't want. Little bugs.
I don't want little bugs.
Right?
That's yeah.
Me neither. So so that's a soil, right?
Yeah.
Which is yukibutsu.
Okay.
If bugs love those yukibutsu.
Okay.
Yeah, so you have to cover
I see.
With something mukibutsu
I see.
On top. Right? Uh-huh. So but you obviously they're breathing right now, so you can't cover with a saranda or something.
Right, or you choked them to death.
Yeah. So what you should do is you buy a little, have you seen like this size, like brown oranged, rounded, like it's like a very small sized popcorn soil.
Never seen it.
Never
man.
Seen that?
Never seen it.
It's called Haidoro Karucha.
Okay.
Yeah. And that's actually a stone
mm-hmm.
or like lenga.
Okay.
Which is mukibutsu.
Mm-hmm. This one.
Yeah, those ones.
Okay.
Yeah. So you need to buy those ones.
Okay.
And just put out one single layer on top.
Oh, okay.
So that...
I see.
You can, you know, prevent those bugs and
so
those little...
Oh, hide. So this is still breathable.
Yes.
But it is enough to prevent these little bugs from... sensing all these
yukibutsu
and trying to sneak them up down here.
Yeah. And put like eggs in it.
Shit, that's disastrous.
Yeah, you have to cover it on top like with those soils.
Oh, okay, got it.
Haidoro Karuchas.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's very, makes difference.
Okay,
yeah,
got it.
Yeah, if you don't
make
do
sure
that.
I'll buy that.
Yeah.
Got it.
Summer comes, you know.
Bugs all over the fucking place?
Like, yeah, you have to. You definitely have to do that.
Got it.
Yeah. What else?
How often do I water them?
Oh, that's a great question.
Yeah, do I water them on the leaves as well, or do I just water them on the soil? What do I? I bought a spray.
Oh,
yeah, there was a three-coin spray right mm-hmm. next to. They were selling them right next to these plants.
Good.
It was like those pushable ones, those pretty-looking ones.
Yeah. That's good.
Looks like afternoon tea shit. Yeah, yeah, it looks pretty. Yeah.
Right. That's good.
Yeah.
That's called hamizu.
Okay.
And if you take a close look at those like leaves,
okay,
you can see like, you know, those white.
The white spots.
Yeah, yeah. Spots and.
What about those white spots?
Or like well, a very new one, so it's okay. But so, you know, some hokkoris.
Yeah.
And just like, you know, usual
right.
place. So if you hamizu every night,
mm-hmm.
then you can kind of take, they can kind of take a shower.
Oh.
And they get off those hokkoris and those, you know, yogoresa out.
Okay.
And then also you can, they can kind of water themselves.
Oh, okay.
And then in the next morning they feel good.
Oh,
without moistured leaves and like,
oh. kinda,
it's like, a, you know.
I see.
You know, when you wake up on the campsite,
uh-huh.
It's all wet, right?
Yeah.
It's just like that.
It's like that.
Yeah, yeah. It's like,
you feel good waking up under the weather.
Yeah.
Under the sun, you know? It's all feeling good. Okay, right, I got right, it. Right, it's right. like that.
Yeah. So, ideally, every night, hamizu, mm-hmm. yes. For watering, that's a very good question.
Oh, okay.
There's no, like, right answer for that.
That's difficult. Because on the little tag here, mm-hmm. it says to water them every time the soil looks dry.
Yes.
And about 夏場 1週間 に 1、2回 冬場 1週間 に I can't read it, but like maybe one. I can't read it.
Yeah, yeah.
If I clean the dust off, right, I can read it. But yeah, it's very vague how it's written on the tag.
Yes, yes, yeah. yes. So, this is something you have to like try and see what's going on with them.
Okay. Well, how do you know if how I'm watering them is okay. good for them or not? Like, how can I tell from right. looking at them?
Okay. So, first of all, if you water them every day,
okay.
like water them too much,
okay.
then that directly kill them.
Oh, okay.
It's like you put them in the water.
Got it. You drown them to death.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The roots will be easily like rotten.
Okay.
So that's one thing you have to avoid.
Okay.
So it's better you don't water too much than watering too much.
I see. Underwatering them is better than overwatering them.
Yes.
Yeah.
So first you start with from once a week.
Okay.
And then if they need help,
uh-huh.
then like from the
tip of the leaf?
Yes, tip of the leaves turns into like, start rolling like this.
Oh, like dried up?
Yeah, yeah.
Tortillas?
yes. or turn into like just like this, like yellow, brown.
Oh, okay. It's like a limey color to the tip of the leaf.
Start, like rolling like that.
I see.
And that means they need more water.
So right now, you can absorb that this guy needs a little bit more water?
It's fine.
It's fine?
It's fine. So that's another one difficult one.
Yeah.
So some of them don't like direct sun.
Oh.
And it's like you burn too much.
Oh, okay. So this guy was under the sun too much then.
I'm not sure which one is it, but...
Oh.
Yeah.
It is to keep them away from direct sun right here, I think, yeah.
Then, yeah. So I haven't had this one before.
Uh-huh.
So I'm not sure, like, how they, you know, this guy prefers
mm-hmm.
to fit in.
Yeah.
But some of them love direct sun. Mm-hmm. Some of them doesn't like direct sun.
Yeah.
So, like, put it, like, open and... Put or you have to put a shade on it.
Oh yeah.
So, but overall, watering.
Mm-hmm.
I think you should start once, by summertime, once a 4 days.
Once a 4 days. Yeah, good, got it.
Once a 5 days.
Or five or four. Got it.
Five. Yeah.
Do I look at the soil to determine whether if I should do it or not?
Yeah.
Like if it looks dry and all like not moisty. Right now it looks a little bit moisty.
Yeah, right. So this is right. Yeah, you don't have to water now.
Not okay, got it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If it like looks dried, then you have to.
Got it.
And so do you want them to be bigger?
Do I get to control that?
Yeah.
Shit. Let me continue this question on the next episode.
Okay, sure, right? Yeah, I talked too long.
Yes, no. I need all that information.
Thanks.
All right, thank you for listening, guys.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.